Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode on our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community podcast. I have had a lot of you reach out to me over the last couple of weeks asking similar questions, and this is what information you should be giving to general education teachers at the start of the year. So instead of always replying to individual emails, I thought this may be a problem that a lot of you are wondering about this summer. So I decided to devote a podcast episode on this particular subject to help you guys out. And I thought, what better time to release it than right now when we're all planning and thinking about the new school year. So before I dive into sharing some of my best tips for this, I wanted to remind you all that it's really important to bear in mind all teachers are different. So some may have different levels of experience, and this could be where they've never had a child with special education needs in the classroom. And it could be the other level where they've had a child with special education needs every year in their general education teacher career. Some teachers may expect more support from you than others do. And it's always best to form good relationships with your general education teachers, because this helps you to be more approachable and supportive as well. And all of this will ensure the best possible outcome for your students. And throughout this podcast episode, you're probably going to hear me talk a lot about the importance of relationships. So without further ado, here are my top tips for what you should be giving to your general education teachers at the start of the school year. So number one, I recommend giving your general education teachers a copy of every child's IEP and have them sign for it. So this gives you the evidence that you've passed over this data to them and when. Make sure you date it, that's really important. I also like to give an IEP snapshot. So this is a one-page, quicker look for them so they can quickly and easily see what targets each child is working on. It can be very overwhelming for general education teachers to be working on IEPs, especially if they have a few children with them. And this will be looking at different targets, and this can all be on top of what other students they have in their classroom. By having an IEP snapshot, you're giving them a quicker and easier way to access all this information on just one page. You can also give both paper and electronic copies too. That way, if the teacher mislays the paper copy, they have a digital copy as a backup as well. Number two, so I like to personally meet with the teacher to go over accommodations and how to collect data for IEP goals as well. And this can help you with forming that good relationship with the teachers too. Support your general education teachers, because if they feel supported by you, they're going to cooperate more throughout the year. And I think it's important to remember that we get a lot of training and experience in our field, especially with IEPs, accommodations, and data collection. But this can be very new to a lot of general education teachers, and it can kind of set them into panic mode. By meeting with them personally and going over the accommodations and how to collect data and different strategies to use, you can ensure that everything is being followed and completed appropriately and how you need it to be completed. You can also help support the general education teacher and answer any questions that they may have and show that you're there as a support system for them as well. Number three, I also like to provide a little student profile page. So this is just a one page of information, and it includes things about the student. So it could be things like their likes, their dislikes, any triggers that they have that can cause behaviors, any medication that they're on, allergies that they have, any health issues, and their diagnosis as well. All of these things will help the general education teacher to learn more about the student and how they can best support them in their classroom. Number four. Behaviour plans are vital to share with general education teachers. So I like to go over these in person as well, because behaviour plans can bring up a lot of questions like, what are the students' triggers? What do I need to be looking for? What should you do if you see a behaviour starting? What should you do in the middle of behaviour or after a behaviour? What should they be recording and how do they record it? What evidence do they need? It's also important to include the general education teacher when you're looking back at the behaviour plan and seeing if any changes need to be made. The general education teacher is going to be with the student the most, so they're going to see most of the changes. And as we know, our students can change very quickly. They can mature very quickly, even sometimes over a summer, and a lot of their behaviours can go away. Or they can start new behaviours from a change or something happening. Or it could just be that as they're growing and they're going through puberty, new behaviours surface. So it's important to have that good relationship so you can keep on top of behaviours and keeping that behaviour plan up to date as well. Number 5, I think it's also very helpful to discuss any family information or anything that you feel is important that the student has going on right now, or what the general education teacher needs to look out for. Keeping everyone in the loop for what's happening is what is best for our students. And that's why we're here. We want our students to have the best and most positive experience in our school. We want to help them achieve their goals and be the best that they can be. And I know this sounds like I'm relationship obsessed, but honestly, everything boils down to having that good professional relationship with the general education teachers in your school. Number 6, if the student has particular needs, like sensory needs, you can include some sensory activity printouts for them to look through, or even sensory diets. That way you're giving the general education teacher easy access to information and activities that can have a positive effect on your student's learning experience. So I would have a folder of best information for a range of different situations and experiences. And I would email or pass over this folder to the general education teachers. This will help ensure that they're providing the best learning opportunities and experiences for the students. And I'll also include a cheat sheet for acronyms in here because we know how confusing all those letters can get after a while. But it can be even more confusing for general education teachers who have no idea what all these random letters mean. Number 7. Another great resource that I like to give to general education teachers is just a one-page overview printout of the child's diagnosis. For example, if they have Dandy-Walker syndrome, what is it? How does it affect the child? What can they do to support the child? I feel like sometimes teachers don't know enough about the diagnosis, but they also don't have enough time to sit down and research into it. And if they do have time, they might just be busy doing something else. So they may have researched this syndrome on their to-do list, but when they actually sit down, they have to prepare for another IEP meeting, or update a behaviour plan, or meet with a parent, or attend a review. There's so many things that we have going on all the time. We might not have that 5 minutes that we need to sit down and do some research. But if we print out information for them about this diagnosis, it's there for them ready to look through when they have a spare few minutes. And what I do is I just have a folder on my computer that's called diagnosis information. And inside this folder are lots of subfolders about the different diagnoses that some of our students have. And in here is the information. So I do all that work once and then I have all that information there for the future. So it's really easy for me to just email or print out that information and hand it over. So it's cutting my workload in the future, but it's also ensuring that I'm helping my student to have the best experience and support from their teacher. So those are my top 7 tips of information that you should be passing over to the general education teachers at the start of the year to support your students. And I think it's fair to say that all of these tips boil down to one main thing, and that is to ensure you have a good relationship with your general education teachers. This is the key to success and to achieving all these tips as well. Sometimes wires can get crossed, or we can feel like it's us versus them. But honestly, we all have challenging things going on in our careers and our personal lives every day. We just have different challenges to each other, and we just need to take time to respect what each other is going through. For general education teachers, things like IEPs can just be a frightening and overwhelming experience. And they either don't have knowledge of it or they've never had any training. So they don't even understand what an IEP is or how they should be following it and implementing it in their classroom. All these things can become very overwhelming very quickly for our general education teachers. We know ourselves how stressful IEPs can be and we know about them. So imagine not knowing about IEPs and having all this stress as well, as well as having, you know, sometimes 25 to 30 other children in the class that they're trying to cater for. And they don't always have the most amazing amount of staff in the classroom. They may just have one member support staff, and that's quite difficult and stressful. They may be a brand new teacher in their first year of teaching, and then it's even more frightening because they're trying to do all the things to prove themselves as a first year teacher, and they're trying to follow IEPs as well. And while some teachers will feel comfortable reaching out to you and saying, look, I need help. I don't understand how I should be doing this, or I don't understand how to reach this goal. Other teachers may not feel confident asking for help. They may feel like asking for help is a bad reflection on them and that they should know what they're doing. So they may bury their head in the sand and hope that this all goes away. And then when you come around asking for updates and information, it gets stressful and their instant reaction could just be to lash out and take it out on you. Whereas really all they need is a little bit of help and support. Having that good relationship will help your general education teachers feel like they can come to you more often. I also think it's a great idea to email the general education teachers every Friday morning or even the first or last Friday of every month and just a generic email. Ask them how things are going. Do they need help with anything? This gives them that opportunity to be open with you and respond asking for support. You've taken away the biggest and hardest hurdle from them, which can be coming to you to asking for support. Because you've jumped that hurdle instead. You've gone to them, you've asked them, and you've offered your services to them. And this can be easier sometimes for them to reach out when you've already reached out to them first. So if you take away anything from this podcast episode, just be sure to remember that everything you provide with the general education teacher, you need to get a signature for. This is evidence for you that you can show what you provided the general education teacher with and when. And this is to protect yourself as well. So if you are a special education teacher and you provide your general education teacher with some great information that you would love to share, reach out and let us know. Or if you're a general education teacher who is expecting a student for the first time with an IEP and you're feeling a little bit worried, you're not really sure what to do, what support you're going to have, what help to ask for, reach out as well. We'll be happy to help you out as well. And remember, if you have a spare 5 minutes, I would really appreciate you heading over to iTunes and leaving a review on this podcast. Leaving reviews makes our day. We love to see how helpful you're all finding this podcast and the episodes that we're sharing with you. And by leaving those reviews, you're helping other educators all around the world find our podcast as well. So thank you for listening to this podcast episode all about what information to share with general education teachers at the start of the year. And I'll speak to you again soon.